You're listening to Roots Down on Public Radio, WVTF. In the studio here is John McBroom and Foster Burton for a Roots Down session. Welcome, Foster, and welcome back, John.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
John was here not too long ago with Blue Mule doing a Roots Down session. This time we're in here to talk about some events coming up that, John, you are involved with. I think that, John, it would be easier to list the bands in Roanoke that you are not in than the ones that you are in.
Especially between Foster and myself, I think if we I think if we named all the bands that we currently played in, it would be a nice laundry list.
Well, you've got Blue Mule.
Yeah, Blue Mule.
Goat.
Let's see, and then I've started up a kind of a tribute band to Jerry Garcia called MC Broom and the Jam. That's a compilation of a whole lot of players from the old days. Red Weather is represented nicely. Dirty Rumors is represented nicely. We got a couple of great drummers. We got Matt Leonard and Chris Hodges playing drums and Scott Sutton playing bass. Bradley Carr on guitar, which is kind of hard to say. Timbo Sims on keyboards, but both of the last two are from Red Weather. And then I've got Jerry Wood, the fiddle player from Blue Mule, adding his tasty lines to what we're doing. So, we get to have a little fun on the 15th.
Yeah, I was going to say. And you got double drummers in that band. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And we got a special event coming up at the Spot on Kirk in downtown Roanoke. Tell me about that.
Well, like I say, like you were saying, on the 15th of April, we'll be down at the Spot on Kirk with, I'm just going to go ahead and read the bands. The Community High School Performance Band is going to be playing. They're going to start things off. And then Groove Escape. And then Foster's and my band, Goat, will be taking the stage. And then Blue Mule gets a set. And then MC Broom and the Jam. And then hopefully at the last half hour, 45 minutes, there'll just be more musicians than you can shake a stick at up on stage playing. So
I was going to say at Spot on Kirk, you might have more musicians you could spill out into the audience.
Well,
space.
I kind of have a feeling that we're just going to maybe have a two-tiered stage because we're trying to get two drum sets up there, a keyboard rig, a whole bunch of guitar amps, and a bass amp up there. It might just be easier to use the stage as kind of like the platform for all of that stuff, and then we'll just stand in front. And,
that's what I'm saying.
You know, honestly, I mean, other than the high school band where the kids aren't that ugly, the rest of us, I mean, I don't know if you really want to see us too much.
We'll
have a
light.
Light show, but it'll be more for in your eyes than for looking at us.
Oh, yeah. Ask Bruce if you could put in a loft on the stage.
Right, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
That's great. And you're there at a benefit for community school.
For community high school.
Community high school.
Yeah, which is also in downtown Roanoke.
Okay, and you work there, correct?
I do work there. I started off there as the music teacher about 15 years ago and have slowly morphed, I think all, a number of the positions that I've had and still have there are music teacher, algebra and geometry teacher, dean of students, administrative director. Basically, I make sure that the lights turn on and the floors don't creak too badly and that everyone has what they need. So
basically what you're saying is you can't hold a job.
I have to keep finding a different hat because, there's just, but for whatever reason, they keep letting me come back every year. So you can come back,
but you have to do something different.
But I have to do something different. I'm not sure what I'm doing next year, probably janitor. They let me hang out with smart people. So
you're the Mr. Drucker of community high school, right?
Something like that, yeah. I've always wondered how I had the job because I've been kind of like, I'm hanging out with all these really, really smart people. And I can't quite figure out how I got this. But, I guess they need somebody to, do the bookkeeping and, sweep up and you know, clean up after everybody.
Oh, yeah. That's self-deprecating humor. There you go.
You know how it is.
You know. So. All right. And well, tell me a little bit about Community High School. What type of school is that?
It's an independent high school. It's a college prep. We go from 9th to 12th. Occasionally we'll have a precocious 8th grader and occasionally a post-grad if they're not quite ready to head off. The full name of the school is Community High School of Arts and Academics. Arts are incredibly important to us. We have a wonderful, like I said, I do the music program. We have a wonderful film and theater and visual arts and programs at the school. And the way we use arts differently than most is it's core curriculum for us. It's every bit as important to us, basically to tie in all the other disciplines to show why it's all connected.
It's a bold statement to make in these days and times.
I'd like to say that we have built a high school that we all wished we could have gone to.
That's great.
And it's funny, we'll be taking parent, prospective families or groups on tours, and the kids kind of look at us like, yeah, this is all right. This seems like this might be. But all the parents were like, can I enroll? Sure. Yeah. But it costs about 17 times more than it does for the students, for high school age students, for parents to come. But y'all are more than welcome. Like I say, the arts are core curriculum. We work really hard to individualize the education to every student. We are a seminar-based school in that we most of the classes are not lecture-based. They are seminar-based like you would find in a college or a graduate school where discussion is what drives the class more than us telling them what to learn, what to know. And then regurgitating it back. Mm-hmm. Probably the most common or the most, what you would consider the most regular classes would probably be some of the math classes where it's a little harder to, pontificate on the quadratic formula for very long before people fall asleep. We engage, we listen, it's a lot like our name, Community.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a very unique place. Well, tell me about that first song that you did.
First song I did was called Mountain Bluebird. I wrote it on Thanksgiving morning several years ago. I was gotten up early to start cooking the turkey and went outside, and it was sleeting, and I had like a 97-pound turkey to feed about 25 people. And I walk outside, and it's sleeting. And we lived up at the very top of a very steep driveway. So I was pretty sure that this very large bird was going to go pretty much non-eaten. But the other thing that I noticed out in the yard was all these bluebirds. And they were having the time of their life. I mean, this is like a nasty winter day here. And I'm sure everyone listening knows what a nasty winter day here is like. And these birds just kind of made me realize that, life is if you're alive, you pretty much got it okay. And the other really cool thing about this song is I wrote it in about 3.5 minutes. It was like somebody came up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, get something to write this down with, and then just started dictating it to me. I wrote the song sitting out on the porch, the words in about 4 minutes, went inside, had an old guitar exercise that I did, which was they went together about as beautifully as they could. The next rehearsal with Blue Mule, I played it for them, and we started playing it that weekend.
Wow.
Because it was that simple. Similarly, when I started playing with Goat at the end of last summer, I brought this song out, and it's kind of turned into a really wonderful jam vehicle for us. So It's the song that keeps giving.
The battery bunny there, the ever-ready bunny. Yeah, it keeps going and going. All right, let's hear another song. And Foster, could you keep it down a little bit?
Sorry.
Yeah, Foster, well.
He said he was surrounded by smart people. I got to be careful to speak up.
All right, what are you going to do for us?
It's a song I wrote about 4 years ago. Co-written with James Gladden from Goat and Beyond. About a guy that kind of what we were conversation before went to Nashville with every intention of making it big, and it's the letdown, it's the heartache of the pageantry world, I'd say, of Nashville, and I kind of got to see it firsthand and wrote a song about it.
All right, it's John McBroom and Foster Burton in here for a Roots Down session. We're talking about Record Store Day, an event coming up on the 15th. At Spot on Kirk in downtown Roanoke. That event is a lead-in to National Record Store Day on April 22nd. Make people aware of it. Get back into. And you're talking about community. That's what I think record stores were like, a community.
Oh, absolutely.
Time. And then you go in and you spend your time looking through the bins and talking to the people there. And I read a wonderful article recently about Bob Seger and how his music has disappeared. You can't find. It's not available digitally, and a lot of stuff is not in print, especially that old stuff out of Detroit and everything. And but the guy that wrote the article for NPR was talking about how he used to save his money up to go to the record store and look through the bins and figure out what he wanted to spend his $4.95 on, you know, for an album. And that's been lost. So it's good that we have National Record Store Day coming up on April 22nd to try to get a little bit of that back. All right.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Once again, John McBroom and Foster Burton in the WBTF studio for a Roots Down session.